All about recycling. Have you seen this symbol before? Do you know what it means? It's the recycle symbol. Recycling is when things we would usually throw away in the trash are turned into something new. You might be able to recycle some things yourself by reusing them or making something out of them. Other things are taken away to be recycled. Did you know that around half of your trash can be recycled? Trash that isn't recycled can end up going into a landfill. More and more trash gets piled up, and then some of it can make its way into animal homes, such as seas, rivers, and forests, which can be very harmful to wildlife and humans. It also uses lots of energy and natural resources, such as trees, to make brand new paper, cardboard, and plastic objects. We can save energy and help to look after the environment by recycling. Most glass can be recycled. Most paper and cardboard can be recycled. Lots of types of plastic can be recycled. Most metals can be recycled. Did you know that even old food can be recycled? It can be turned into fertilizer for farmers to use, or it can even give off a special gas that can be used to make electricity. Clothes can be recycled by donating them to charities so that other people can wear them. They could also be used to stuff furniture. Used cooking oil can be turned into something called biodiesel, which can be used to fuel trucks. Things like chip bags and food pouches are a bit more tricky to recycle, but some special companies can do it. Leaves or grass cuttings can be turned into compost, which helps soil. We can put our recycling into the recycling bin at home or school. In certain places, you may need to separate the cardboard and paper, metal, glass, and plastics, but sometimes they can all go in one big bin or bag. Look out for recycling stations when you're out and about in your local area. Have you ever wondered what happens to your recycling after you've put it in the recycling bin? Let's find out. A recycling truck comes to collect the trash from outside your home and then takes it to a place called a recycling facility. At the recycling facility, everything is sorted and put into big bundles before being taken to factories to be turned into something new. Plastics can be turned into new bags, bottles, and even t-shirts. Plastics are shredded into little strips before also being melted and made into new things. Paper is washed in soapy water. It is then mixed and rolled out before being left to dry. It is then turned into different types of new paper and card, such as newspapers. Machines sort glass into different colors. It is then crushed into tiny balls, heated up, and melted into liquid glass. The liquid glass can then be molded into the shape of new bottles or jars before it cools down and becomes hard again. Let's practice recycling. Choose the correct recycling bin. Cans. Paper and card. Plastic. Cans. Compost. Glass. Paper and card. Glass. Compost. Plastic. Well done and congratulations. You received an environment award. Thank you for helping the planet. Teachers join the Twinkle Pre-Kindergarten Facebook group to get a free environment award, printable certificate, and a recycling sort activity.